Ben, heading into this game, first time you've seen these guys since they eliminated you from the playoffs last year, how would you, you know, there was a lot of bad blood even during the regular season with these guys. How would you describe the rivalry you have with this team?
I'd say it's kind of growing, obviously. I mean, last year was their first year, and we saw quite a bit of them with the playoff series, and, you know, it's pretty similar team to last year, a lot of the same guys, so it should be an intense game right from the get-go.
One of the guys they added was Stastny. What's it like after a situation like that where obviously the team made overtures to keep him here and he chose to go to the team that eliminated you? What are those situations like when you're playing a player like that?
You don't hold anything like that against the guy. I mean, he's got a family and a career to look after for himself. I mean, obviously we'd still would love to have him here, but he's got to take care of his business and his family, and, you know, he can't fault the guy for that.
You guys have a pretty good run going here on home ice right now. What do you like about this game that you guys have been able to, you know, win in kind of different fashion sometimes?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's a sign of good teams is being able to start, you know, play different styles. And I think that's something over the last couple of years that we've, you know, that's kind of something that we've had in our back pocket, is we can play, you know, any style that you want, whether it be a physical game or an up-tempo, you know, fast game. We can play both, so it's, you know, it's a good quality to have, and a lot of good teams have that.
This time of the year maybe is hard to get up for games at some point. 82 games is a long regular season schedule, but with the Ducks last night and obviously with Vegas, and then you've got the two Central Division games, is just who your opponents are kind of add to the interest for you guys this week?
It adds to it, but also, you know, each game, you know, kind of has its own situation. I mean, last night you get a team that hasn't won in almost a month come in, so you know that they're going to be hungry, so you need to be on your toes from the beginning, or, you know, what happened to us can happen where they kind of jump out on us, you know, pretty quick. And then Vegas, it's a team that, you know, eliminated us in the playoffs last year, so we have some scores to settle, I guess you could say, with a team that beat us in the playoffs last year. So, you know, each game you kind of find your own motivation.
Are the scores to settle kind of team versus team, or are there some game within the game individuals that have things to kind of take care of as well? Or how does that
work? I'd say it's more team, but I think, you know, as I've played longer in the league, and I think the guys in the room would say, you kind of develop rivalries with different guys on different teams, and you know, you have your own little battles with guys. So, you know, Vegas is a team that, like I said, we saw a little bit of in the playoffs last year. So, I think you'll see some of those battles tomorrow.
You get Vegas and Nashville. Can you share which ones maybe you develop rivalries with from those two teams?
Like players? I'll keep that to myself.
Okay. You've talked a bit about how your role has increased a bit this year and how you've relished that. To be rewarded with a goal. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, obviously scoring goals is, everyone loves to score goals. It's, you know, not something I do too frequently, but when it happens, it's always a good feeling, especially, you know, a big goal like that in the kind of dying minutes of the third period. So nice to contribute.
You've had a couple timely ones this year. Do you find that, you know, at that those moments in the game, you are, you know, maybe a little more offensively minded?
I think you just kind of get a little more wired when you're coming down, you know, especially the last 10 minutes of a game. If you're down a goal or you're chasing it, you know, you try and be a little sharper offensively and then get your shots to the net and kind of make plays a little more aggressively. I mean, the one last night, I just kind of take a step and throw it to the net and it gets a good bounce. There wasn't really much to it. So you just try and make sure you're making your plays offensively, especially if we're chasing the game.
Is there one thing that you recall, Ben, from that series last year, though, that has stuck with you? Not necessarily, maybe it's the Game 5 loss, or maybe there's other things. Is there any one thing?
I found they played pretty consistently for 60 minutes. I mean, they're a fast team, and they played that way for, you know, 60 minutes. They wouldn't come off the gas ever. It always looked the same shift after shift. And, I mean, ultimately, those are the teams that get to the Stanley Cup Final, or teams that can do that. And you know, we thought we were pretty similar that way, where we could do it, roll shift after shift and look the same, but they were great. And obviously Marc-Andre Fleury was a big deciding factor in that series as well. He was great for them. So Yeah, those were the biggest things, is that they can roll shift after shift and look the same, and then, you know, their goalie obviously stood on his head.
Was that a surprise to you, knowing they were an expansion club, and maybe at some point that magic was going to wear off?
I didn't think so, because, you know, being an expansion team, you get a lot of guys that kind of get casted off from other teams. So those are guys that have had to, you know, battle through their careers for ice time and were never really given anything. And then you get a collection of guys like that on the same team, and you're going to get a pretty hardworking team that's going to play the right way no matter what, because that's how they had to come up. They had to play the right way to get into the league and then stay in the league. So you get a team of guys like that, and it can be tough to play against. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the knock on them last year, was that they didn't really have any high-end skill to begin with, but then you see guys emerge like Carlson and Marchessault, and then they add Pacioretty and Staz, and you get some more high-end guys in there. So it's a good team that, with those additions, you think would get even better.